streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go, live in Los Angeles on a Tuesday. It's The Herd, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. Tonight, the Mavericks season. Luka and the Mavericks, will they get swept? Boston, Miami, I think we have a winner before the series is over. Joy Taylor is joining me. Joy, how are you? That was a very humbling effort by the Miami Heat last night. They missed their first 14 shots. Not great.
Yeah, I'd like to put that first quarter behind me. I think it was the worst first quarter in postseason history for the Heat, if I'm correct on that one. It was a tragedy, but we're 2-2, so series is not over. It's just one game, I suppose.
Well, let me tell a story. Story time with Uncle Colin. Years ago, I had to do an event in New York, and then the company that had me speak got a town car, and I was in the car for an hour and a half driving home with an odd bird. He acknowledged during the drive he didn't really like people, different personality. But for the next hour and a half I spent in the car with this guy, he was brilliant. He was really one of the smartest people I've ever listened to in my life. But he was different and quirky and a little dysfunctional. What he did for a living was mostly be alone or drive people around in utter silence. I just tend to be talkative and ask a lot of questions. And we tend to think, you know, the richest people are the smartest people. And that's just not the case. There's smart people everywhere, but they don't want to play the corporate game. Maybe they just don't align with certain personalities. There are brilliant people all over this world, and they just don't care about money. I could sit and read all day and be the happiest people in the world. And we, in sports, we tend to think about something that's kind of analogous, that like the most talented team always wins. And it's like, no, that's not the case. The talented teams have dysfunction and ego, and they're often at big blue blood programs that have pressurized environments where players shrink. The Toronto Raptors won the title in 2019. They were lucky to get into the finals because they got a crazy bounce by Kawhi Leonard. Remember that legendary picture? Or they don't even get to the finals, and then they get to the finals and the Warriors fall apart. They were not the best team. The New England Patriots lost to the Giants. They'd beaten them a month earlier in New York. And David Tyree made a catch, the only one of his career that mattered, that stuck to his helmet like there was super glue. It's a lot of luck. It's okay. You still get the title, but luck is involved. Timing is involved. Health is involved. And Boston is better than Miami. Miami may win the series. Boston's better than Miami. They have more elite players, more flexibility on defense, but this is a boom or bust sport now with all the three-point shots. And if you're hitting them, boom. If you're missing them, bust. And you can have quarters like Miami had. I mean, we've seen some quarters by these good teams that are just horrible. But the difference is both these teams, Miami and Boston, can be boom or bust because they shoot a lot of threes. The difference is one has really high-end, multiple elite defenders. Robert Williams, Marcus Smart, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. This is the best defensive construct in the NBA, Boston. This is a really good defensive team. Not just pretty good, really good. But now Marcus Smart is hurt and Robert Williams has been hurt and everybody's nicked up. Miami is a testament to culture and coaching, and Pat Riley, and Eric Spoelstra, and Jimmy Butler's passion. But their boom isn't as high, and their bust is lower. And that's just what they are. And they may win this series, because now we're tied at two, and they got to go home. But don't kid yourself. Belichick and Greg Popovich are cautionary tales of how much brilliant culture, there's a ceiling to it. And I just think Miami's ceiling, we saw it. There's an argument to be made it was in the bubble 2 years ago, right, when it was a younger team, not as banged up, and now P.J. Tucker's older, and Butler's got knee inflammation, and Kyle Lowry is older. They are like the Warriors without the talent. They're really close to just falling apart physically. They can be really interesting when they're healthy and really bad when they're not. But, you know, the best team does not win every series. Boston's the better team. Everybody I trust, everybody who knows basketball that I use as a source, everybody's saying the same thing. Like, Boston's got more good players. But Boston, because this is the league, boom or bust, take a three, nothing else, they have horrible quarters. But in the 16 quarters in this series, Boston's won or tied 13 of them. But they've also arguably had two of the three worst quarters that just took them out of a game. So, you know, I look at the teams that are remaining, and I think Miami has very little margin for error. But if they don't have another horrific quarter, who knows? Boston, to me, if they're healthy, they win it. And if they just play with intensity, inexplicably, they're not talented enough to have mail-in quarters. And in a couple of quarters, Boston just hasn't shown up. They haven't played hard. They're not that talented. Golden State does knows have to play hard to win. Boston has to play hard to win, and Jason Tatum talked about the secret sauce last night in the W.
I think I do a really good job of, after I sleep it off, regardless if I have 10 points or 46 points, the next day is the next day, and whatever happened. You know, I didn't doubt myself. You know how to play basketball, and obviously we knew that how important this game was. And everybody just had to come out with a different sense of urgency.
I want to talk about the Warriors tonight. They can beat Dallas and sweep them in the series. It feels like Dallas is too good to be swept, but be that as it may. You ever go to see a magician? Card tricks. What they're really trying to do is show you something over here, get your attention, while they're doing stuff with the left hand, or vice versa. And, there's no such thing as magic. I'm pretty sure, although I did see a Swedish magician that did something amazing with a chair and duct tape. Anyway, Golden State really came to terms very early with what Steph Curry was. And I think this is a big secret to their success. They knew he was a brilliant mind and a brilliant shooter and a brilliant ball handler. He was going to be the soul of the team. But he wasn't very good defensively. And he's small. And he's been hurt. But instead of trying to elevate him and ask for more, Golden State said, we're just going to surround him, draft and develop defensive players. Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. They went and got Andre Iguodala. Now they have Kayvon Looney. They acquire Andrew Wiggins. In all the moves they make, even KD's always been a willing defender. In all the moves they make, they don't bring a poor defender to the room. Now they have Gary Payton II, who can defend multiple guard positions. What they've come to terms with is, listen, we have this brilliant guy, and instead of squeezing more out of him, we're going to get the brilliance of his offense and his brain and his ball handling and hide his flaw. Do you realize since Steve Kerr entered the Warriors, the Splash Brothers and Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson, they have held opponents to the lowest field goal percentage in the league. And that's with a liability with Steph Curry. A liability. They're number one in the league and number two defending the three. Because they came to terms very early with what Steph was. Brilliant A++ in multiple things. Not a good defender. And that's what's interesting about Dallas. Everybody's figuring out, you know, what are we going to do with Dallas and what are we going to put with Luka? He'll never be a great defensive player. I don't think he has the body for it. I don't think he has the interest in it. And he is so ball-centric with his ball usage. You see this with Westbrook and Harden. He just didn't have a lot of gas at the end of a series to play both ends. He doesn't. He is so good offensively. He puts all his energy into offense. So as we sit here and look at Dallas and go, let's pair him with this score and that score, I would re-sign Jalen Brunson. But he's 6'1 and small, so he's not a great defender. And Luka's not a great defender. I think there's an argument to be made for Dallas going forward. They should steal a page from the Warriors. Acknowledge what their star is, but also what he isn't. He'll never be a great defensive player. Start to draft and develop defensive players. Don't get the most offensively gifted player. You don't even know if he can play well with Luka, because great offensive players like KD couldn't play with Westbrook. Great offensive players couldn't play with Harden. I think Dallas and Luka will struggle if you pair him with another elite scorer. But when Klay Thompson came out of Washington State, you know, the thing with Klay was big, strong body that could defend and hit a three. But the key with him, he's a catch and shoot guy. He could defend. He could hide Steph's flaws. I don't know exactly what Dallas is going to do, but sometimes you have to admit, here's what our star does, and here's what our star does not do. You know, Kareem, both ends. Michael, both ends. Kobe in his prime, both ends. LeBron, absolutely both ends. Durant really does give you an effort defensively. Steph, size, willingness, ability, strength, it ain't his game. And I don't think Luka is either. So everybody's caught up in what are we going to pair? What's the answer? In this entire Warrior dynasty, because of the Splash Brothers and the ease in which they score and their engineering of the three-point shot, the analytic first team, we haven't really paid attention to the truth. They've always been a great defensive team, and Steve Kerr, though he was known as a shooter, has become a remarkably deft defensive coach. Not just good defenders, Draymond and Klay and Wiggins and Payton and Looney, and they don't ever bring anybody over, not somebody they really need who's a lousy defender. Because they get, then they'd have two on the floor. And as much as we fall in love with the three, Boston, I think, is the best team in the East. They're better on defense than offense. And the Warriors are probably going to sweep the Mavs. And it's not just hitting jumpers. It's that they've completely discombobulated Luka and the Mavericks' offense. All right, good stuff today. By the way, Rick Bucher yesterday on Luka taking the next step defensively.
We've set the bar so high. I mean, it's been the last 3 years that he's been the preseason favorite to win MVP. He has to get into better condition. He has to utilize the pieces around him better. He has to become a better defensive player. He doesn't have to be a great defensive player. He just has to have the kind of conditioning and desire to be able to give you a consistent effort at that end of the floor.
But I think a lot of people think like Rick. Luka's not going to be a great defensive player. You can spot that early. Jordan took so much pride in it. LeBron took pride in it. Giannis took pride in it. Drew Holiday took pride in it. Tatum takes pride. Jimmy Butler takes incredible pride in it. Some guys, look, I'm going to do my work on the offensive end. I'm so gifted. I can give you 40 a night. that psychologically, whatever it is, they're just not engineered to be great defensive players. I think Steph's got a little bit of that. I think he could be better. I think there's limitations, and I think that's what you have with Luka.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert, sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
A lot of different stories this morning on who the Lakers want to hire as their head coach. Doc Rivers, according to Mark Stein, is one of the names out there. You know, Doc, I know Doc pretty well, and I like Doc a lot. Doc has been so public for so long, it's easy to take shots at him. And I've always kind of laughed and rolled my eyes at the Doc narrative. Doc has a 59% career winning percentage. That's the same as Eric Spoelstra. And Quinn Snyder, who everybody wanted to be the next Laker coach. And by the way, in the last decade, Doc's winning percentage in the West overwhelmingly is 62%. Eric Spoelstra in the East, the weaker East, has been 59% and had LeBron for 4 years in his prime and D. Wade for almost all the years in his prime. Doc can coach. He's great with veteran teams. He's got a title. He gets LA media. Day one, he's got respect. He was a very good player. He's a very good coach. They just had a list of the best coaches of all time voted on by executives and coaches, and Doc made the top 15. But again, people always confused that Clipper team is a great team. No, it was fun to watch. But Chris Paul couldn't hit a three, Blake couldn't shoot, and DeAndre Jordan couldn't. They didn't have enough shooters as the league was increasingly becoming a shooter's league. Golden State suddenly had them all. And so, in the end, he's never had a LeBron, and he didn't have the shooters, but the Clippers were really fun to watch. But the Clippers, even now, when they have a great front office, are still struggling to figure out how to win playoff series. Doc has their highest winning percentage of all time. But a lot of these names out there, I look at them and I just say, I got nothing against Darvin Ham or Terry Stotts and Kenny Atkinson. By all accounts, Kenny did a great job in Brooklyn before, you know, he got run out by whoever ran him out. But do they get the respect? What happens if the Lakers, LeBron, Anthony Davis gets injured and suddenly they're 8-13 as we, you know, turn the corner in January, and all of a sudden you got people doubting it? This is a very hard roster to navigate. Russell Westbrook is probably going to be around with all that money. He's going to be around until the trading deadline. And Anthony Davis is a guy that doesn't like to work out terribly hard, though he's gifted. And LeBron, we know the offense is LeBron. He is the de facto point guard. And though he claims, Clutch Sport and LeBron claim, he doesn't have personnel power, he got personnel power. So, you know, it's just one of these things that we confused. I mean, look at last year with the Sixers, or this year with the Sixers, I should say. Embiid gets hurt. His face gets blown up. Harden just dissolves, and Thibault wouldn't get back, so he wasn't available in Toronto. That's not a championship team. That's just not a championship team. So you can criticize Steve Nash for they keep getting bounced, and he's got Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, but I mean, yeah, you start looking at Doc's career, you win 62% of your games in the last decade, and you didn't have LeBron on any of your teams. That's hard to do. Eric Spoelstra's a great coach against the weaker East, with Pat Riley assembling his roster with LeBron and D. Wade. 59%. All right? So I don't want to hear that Doc is public. And he's been public forever because I don't remember exactly how old I was, but I watched Doc Rivers play and then he was on television. And now it's like Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr's been on my television for basketball for 20 years. He just happens to be winning a lot of championships. Also remember this, Doc has a title. None of these other candidates have a title. Doc has not only a title, but he is a Meta World Peace jumper from 2. So, you know, sometimes people that have just been out there for so long, they're either going to step in it or they're going to get over-criticized. My only knock on Doc is when he gets defensive and tries to defend himself. I wish he would stop defending himself. He did this about 2-3 weeks ago.
It's easy to use me as an example, but I wish y'all would tell the whole story with me, all right? My Orlando team was the 8th seed. No one gives me credit for getting up against the Pistons who won the title. That was an 8th seed. Go look at that. I want you to go back and look at that roster. I dare you go back and look at that roster, and you would say, what a hell of a coaching job. Really. I mean, the Clipper team that we lost 3-1. Chris Paul didn't play in the first 2 games and was playing on 1 leg. And we didn't have home court. And then the last one, to me, is the one we blew. That's the one I said, we blew that. Now, it was in the bubble, and anything could happen in the bubble. There's no home court. Game 7 would have been in L.A.
Now, I buy his arguments. A lot of people won't, but I think it kind of weakens him that he's up there defending it. I wish he would just rest on it. He just got voted one of the 15 best coaches ever. Every coach in this league gets fired. It's just the way it is. It's not the NFL. Well, I mean, I should say that. Andy Reid got fired. Ed Belichick got fired. But, I mean, this is the with all the money now in pro sports, we're not talking millions anymore. The owners are billionaires. The TV deals are billions per network. You got to win really fast. This idea Doc can't coach, Doc to me is the best fit with the Lakers. Doesn't mean Philadelphia wants to let him go, but man, he's won a title. He played in the game. He has the ability to kind of navigate the stars. And this Laker team is an old roster. It's an odd roster. There's some egos here. And I think he and LeBron would work together. Both regards, both play the game, both have been around. I don't think you want to experiment with a coach. I mean, Frank Vogel feels a little like Terry Stott. In the end, there was no power. Doc would come in and have some power. Jeannie Buss knows Doc. The Buss family knows Doc. They respect Doc. They like Doc. They're not going to rush him out of town if things don't go well in the first 45 games. This is a franchise that is now in their 6th coach potentially in 11 years. Like, they're moving through coaches. You wouldn't do that to Doc. You'd give Doc the extra year or 2. I think he's the best guy out there for this job. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, we know that it was a big point of friction between Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. The team was built on defense.
Yes.
It was a little bit of a campaign to let Russ cook, and obviously he wanted some say and a little more input on what was going on with the team. And now Russ is with the Broncos, and he seems like he will finally get his wish by being the center of attack. Here is Broncos head coach Nathaniel Hackett on fitting the offense around their new quarterback.
We want to build this thing completely around him, make sure he's comfortable and watch him come alive. I think he did some awesome things today, utilizing his athleticism, at the same time being able to just be a pure dropback passer. So I think there were a lot of good things, and we just got to keep on developing that and just the integration of the system and his feels with the rest of the team, you know, how he is with the other guys, wide receivers, tight ends, and just get those guys all on the same page.
I think at this point in the evolution of football, if you're still arguing to build around anything other than your star quarterback, you have just been caught in a time vortex and you're just lost. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
You can look at the team that won the Super Bowl the last 2 years, which is the Rams and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Was the Rams' defense a massive part of why they won that Super Bowl? Absolutely. They ate up that Bengals offensive line,
yeah,
made things extremely uncomfortable for Joe Burrow, and Aaron Donald and Von Miller made huge plays that essentially won the game. So I'm not saying that you should ignore the defense,
right?
But that same team wasn't in the Super Bowl the year before, and the reason was their quarterback. Matthew Stafford is the reason why they were in that Super Bowl and won that Super Bowl.
Well, they went out and got OBJ, which is a great example of, we know the centerpiece of this offense. We know the centerpiece of this team. We're going to give him as many things as possible. They went out and just got Allen Robinson with the Rams.
Right.
They're you know, to your point is, the other thing is, Joy, you know Russ is so committed. You know, like sometimes with Aaron Rodgers, you know, it's like a battle with his front office. And you think to yourself, we're going to build the defense up, because if he bails on us, at least we'll be in games.
Right.
You know, with Russell Wilson and Brady and Mahomes and Allen, they are so committed, borderline obsessed with this thing, that not only are you going to pay him the money, but they're not going anywhere. Like,
right,
if you can furnish them with the kind of assets, like Matt Stafford, he's all in on this stuff. He doesn't do Hollywood. He lives here and hides. He's a football guy and a family guy. So I think Russell's one of those guys, not only easy to pay for me, like Stafford, but easy to build around. I know we're all in together in this thing. I don't always feel like that with all quarterbacks, specifically Aaron Rodgers. Are we in it together, or is it your mission and I'm just holding on trying to maintain a relationship?
Right, but yes. And to that point, if you have the guy in the building who you can build around, do that. But you should take advantage of, you were just talking about Luka, obviously a different sport, but you know you have the star. Build around what they do best and lean into them. Russell Wilson's already proven he is a winner at the highest level. He has a Super Bowl, and he can elevate a team. So you've got all those things in place. To go, to be like, all right, we'll just let Russell do whatever he does, and then we'll just focus on building up a great defense. Like, you got to have a balanced team there, and I think that's where the Seahawks got lost, and they didn't. Their defense is also not great.
So
you did a bad job by leaning on that side of the ball. So the Cardinals opened the OTA phase of their offseason workouts on Monday. Kyler Murray and Marquise Brown were among the players not working with their teammates. And although this part of the offseason is voluntary.
Yes, it is.
Cliff Kingsbury thinks the NFL rules play a big part in attendance. He said, as a coach, you want to have these guys here all the time, but it's not how the rules are set up. Different guys handle it different ways.
I would love to have my quarterback there, but some aren't going to show up. This is the way it is.
Look, we talked about this, I think it was last week. If you want someone to be there, you make it mandatory. There are some things that you do for work that you know aren't mandatory, but it's understood and implied you better be there. Especially if there are new pieces and there is an added amount of pressure and you're the guy and you're wanting to get paid, by the way. So listen, if you don't want to show up because you don't have to, that's on you. But again, even this, which you were talking about with Aaron Rodgers, I am permitted to not take you seriously as an organization or as a winner. You can control your career however you want to. You can ask for all the money you want to. And we can decide that this is, you're not really building towards a winning organization. Now, that's not saying that is an absolute. there are certain situations where you've worked together a long time, you have that chemistry, you have that continuity, there aren't new pieces coming in, you aren't adjusting to a new coach or a new system, and in that case, you don't really need to be there for off-season voluntary workouts. That's not the case with every situation. I wouldn't say that with Green Bay. There are some other players, obviously Tom Brady is skipping OTAs. I feel like he's somebody who's probably earned the right to not have to do OTAs if he doesn't want to.
Yeah. And also, he's got, it should be noted now, this would be his third year working with the same group of receivers.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There's some continuity there.
Yeah.
He's thrown the ball a few times to a few different receivers around the league. I think he'll be okay. So one of the biggest obstacles the Browns have faced in moving Baker Mayfield is his $18.8 million salary. According to Albert Breer, Cleveland has now offered to eat a good chunk of Baker's salary in order to facilitate a trade. Baker is still on the roster, which means the Browns may need to take on more, if not all, of his salary to move him, essentially buying a draft pick. And this is why the Browns are the Browns. Not bad enough that you have $230 million that you're on the hook for with Deshaun Watson, who you have no idea when he's going to play. There was a report yesterday that there might be a decision before the season starts. I imagine that the league is going to want to have some sort of decision before the season starts.
Yeah.
And you already guaranteed Baker this $18.8 million, which now you'll probably have to pay for in order to get him off of your roster, because I don't think you want Baker in the building come fall, regardless of the Deshaun Watson situation.
Now, what I'm about to say is probably wrong, and it's easy for somebody like me to say this when I'm here and you're a general manager, but I've always thought teams get too paralyzed by what they get back, because Baker's a first-round pick. I look at Baker and say, got us to the playoffs. We never had to sign him to a massive contract. I would just get him out of the building if you could give me a fifth-round pick. Now, GMs don't want to do that because other GMs look at them and go, he got hosed. That guy got... My takeaway with Baker, the best Baker in Cleveland is the one that's not there. So I would just move him, and I wouldn't even mind moving him in division. I would move him, let Baker go. You don't want Baker in this Deshaun mess in the building.
No, that's why they're talking about they might have to eat all of the money.
I would eat it, let him go, move on. But I think sometime, and Andrew Berry's a smart guy, and maybe specifically in this instance it's not right, but I do feel sometimes in sports, they always say it's much easier when you bring in a new GM to like, get rid of the draft picks of the previous GM.
Right.
Like, GMs hold on to their draft picks saying, that guy's got, like, Daniel Jones in New York. It's over. It doesn't work. But the Maras, they like the pick, and so they're going to give him another year. I feel like Baker, just let him go. Get an end table for him, a globe, an encyclopedia. Who cares? Just move him out. Let him go flourish and make money with his beautiful wife and have a life. And just move out of the Baker's business.
There's a lot that the Browns did wrong with the Baker Mayfield situation, which we have talked about extensively.
A lot.
And there's a lot that Baker Mayfield did wrong. But I'm with you. Now, listen, we all obviously know there are egos involved, which creates this intangible level of nonsense that you have to burrow through when you're trying to make these deals. You don't want to get nothing back for the number one overall pick, but maybe he wasn't the number one overall pick. Okay, people make mistakes. They do it every single year in the draft. There are busts every single year. Don't get paralyzed by this mistake. And to your point, it's not like he was a complete disaster. You want a playoff game. Cut your losses and move on. Yeah. You need to romanticize the situation.
You want a playoff game with him. Over Pittsburgh.
Over Pittsburgh.
Pretty good.
Which is, you know, the highlight of your
franchise. If I had told you when you drafted
existence.
Baker, you will eventually win a playoff game and beat the Steelers. You'd have signed up for it. And by the way, you'll never have to pay him big money. You'd have signed up for it.
Yes, considering Cleveland's track record with quarterbacks, that's the closest to Cleveland's going to come to a Super Bowl. I'm throwing all the shade right now.
Sounds petty. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
He works for the LA Times. He's the Lakers beat writer. Previously covered the Clippers. Has covered the NBA for nearly a decade. Dan Wojcicki is now joining us. And he's joining us in studio, which we don't get that much anymore. So it's... An in-house guest is just such a treat for us. So,
wow.
I want to start with the Doc thing because Doc ends up being a speed bag for a lot of people, right?
For sure.
But, I never thought the Clipper team was a championship team. I thought they were wildly Lob City.
They had like 2 years that I thought were legitimately they were there, and they didn't get there. The Sterling year and then the three-run Rockets year. Those were like their two real chances.
Who won those years?
The Sterling year would have been...
Maybe I'm too early on the Warriors, but it...
It's pre-Warriors because they beat the Warriors in the Sterling year. And then the second year, I think the Warriors did win.
Yes.
But they were on sort of the collision course with the Warriors.
Yeah, and the Warriors, unlike the Clippers front office, the Warriors had moved analytically into the three ball, and they were a little bit ahead of them, I would say. Like the Dodgers are with some of these baseball...
Golden State was innovating. The Clippers were really good at the style of basketball that was sort of working then.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so my take was, I never thought they were the best team in the league. I did think there was a time they were the most entertaining team. But I think, you know, Doc's winning percentage in the last decade in mostly the West is 62%.
Yep.
Spoelstra with LeBron and Wade in their prime in the East is 59%. Don't tell me Doc can't coach. Like, if you look at this Laker roster, there's some big personalities and some big paychecks and not necessarily the strongest front office. Like, I'm sorry, but I like Doc's eyes and ears in that organization.
So I think it's a twofold thing. And like you, I like Doc a lot. And I've seen Doc operate. I've seen him win games.
You covered it.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of Doc Rivers coach basketball teams in my life. I think the arguments for Doc are a lot of what you laid out. Like, he's incredibly experienced. Virtually for the last decade plus in basketball, he's done nothing but coach stars, right? Like, he's only really been in that situation. And so, like, this is a really interesting sort of recipe of stars. And, like, having somebody with that type of experience, it's sort of like a warm blanket, right? Like, you can feel fairly comfortable that Doc knows what he's getting into and has ideas for how to manage this stuff, especially if Russell Westbrook is back, too. I think the other argument for Doc is that he wins a lot. He does win.
Yeah.
Right? The issue with Doc, I think, and he's sort of a prisoner of his own success in this way, is when you're talking about him versus like Spoelstra. Well, like, Spoelstra has multiple trips to the finals and he has rings, and Doc has one ring. And I think a lot of people look at the teams that maybe could have gotten there. And look, we could argue about whether this Philly team was good enough, or if last year's Philly team was good enough, or which Clippers teams had like real shots. Like, I think Doc, and kind of the mistake Doc has made, and I think he would admit to this, is like, he's defended himself.
That's what we just said.
And like, you should never defend yourself.
I mean, seriously,
you should just be like, my record is my record. Like, I'll see you in Springfield one day when I'm in the Hall of Fame. Like, we can talk about it there.
That's right.
But like, you know, I mean, he's passionately defending himself. And when you do that, you open yourself up to rebuttals. And the rebuttals are 3-1 leads. You know, because you've exclusively coached stars, your expectations aren't to win 60% of your games. Your expectations are to win titles. And so when you don't, right or wrong, like, that is the baseline to which your teams are judged.
It's funny, like John Calipari. If Calipari won a second title at Kentucky, there's nothing you can say. But he's got one, and he knows it, especially in the Southern footprint where Saban's winning these things every other year. If Meta World Peace doesn't hit a jumper, Doc's got two.
Yeah.
And none of this stuff would matter. And that's the difference so often, Dan, in sports.
Totally.
It is a bucket. And it's like, I mean, if Kawhi Leonard...
if that ball rims out.
Forget, Raptors don't win a title. They don't get to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
And
who knows what Nick Nurse's reputation is in that situation then too, right? So I think you're on it. I mean, Doc, in that sense, I think, like, with the Lakers is an interesting fit. I also, though, think, though, to and this will be the problem, and this is the issue when you talk about the Lakers, is the longer you talk about something, for me, in my mind, I start to hear the counter arguments because there are no easy answers, right? It is like you start to go down this road and you're like, oh man, maybe I should have turned the other way. This is also, though, very traditional Lakers thinking, right? In the sense that Doc Rivers by far is the biggest name available. Well, maybe if he's even that available. I mean, he has a job right now too, right?
And a contract. It's a bunch of first timers and guys that didn't work.
Sure, right? It's not the most exciting pool of candidates sense. There very well may be a great coach out there. And I think the challenge in hiring coaches, if you talk to general managers about this, like I have been over the past month or so, is that some will tell you it's the hardest thing they do is to hire a coach, because there's maybe a handful that really move the needle. There's maybe a couple that really actively hurt you. And then everybody else is kind of in the middle.
Right.
And sort of it becomes about personality fit and management. It's not so much about X's and O's. It's not so much about that stuff. It's about how do you work within a culture? And a lot of that is guessing. And you don't know. What might seem like a great hire on the introduction day could be a disaster really quickly.
Yeah, sometimes you win the press conference, and that's the best day.
Frank Vogel was the third choice for the Lakers. You know, I mean, really, like, that is a team that wanted to hire Monty Williams. That is a team that wanted to hire Tyronn Lue. They ended up with Frank Vogel, and they won an NBA title. You know, Now, ultimately, how successful was it? They're in the same position again 3 years later. But I mean, it is like one of those things. Like, you know, I remember when they hired Frank Vogel, it wasn't like this huge outcry around Los Angeles said, oh, we found our new tactician. We've got our guy. It was, we got our third choice, Pete Carroll, not the first choice for USC.
Oh, I remember I was on a plane on a tarmac flying with a friend to Cabo. And we were like, what a terrible hire that
retread.
Is.
Retread. Yeah. You just never know. It's so hard.
All right, Dan, stick around. Dan Wojcicki, LA Times, more. It's The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
6 minutes left, Dan Wojcicki, LA Times. I got to get to it. Celtics lose in this series. Chris Middleton wasn't there. Brooklyn was a mess. Embiid got hurt. I'm sorry, Dan. Boston loses. I got two starters for Miami couldn't score last night.
Yeah.
If Boston loses, I move Jaylen Brown.
Wow. I think it's drastic. And the reason why I say that is watching the playoffs this year, watching the Lakers struggles very routinely this season. Two-way players are the key in this NBA, right? You need guys that can play who can guard multiple positions on the wing, who can create and who can hit shots. Jaylen Brown is young and he fits into that category. Now, eventually things get dicey when you start paying three, four guys, max top, like top tier. You've got to be sure that they're the right guys. But like if you look around the league and you look at Dallas, like Dallas would kill for a dude like Jaylen Brown on that team, right? Like that's something like they've got guys that do versions of it and they do it pretty effectively, but not with his sort of offensive skill, right? Dorian Finney-Smith, super underrated player. Reggie Bullock, underrated player. Guys that shoot, guys that guard, but not really guys who can put it on the ground and go. And to me, that's the thing with Jaylen Brown. Like I can tell you how much Boston values Jaylen Brown, right? Is that that was back when Anthony Davis was in New Orleans and like that trade was kind of when he requested the trade and like Clutch was trying to funnel him a little bit to the Lakers. Boston didn't want to trade Jaylen Brown in that deal. Like, I mean, that has already been like established as a groundwork. Like that's, they think Jaylen Brown, and that was 3 years ago, Anthony Davis.
Lakers, I give the Celtics Anthony Davis. I get Jaylen Brown and Williams.
I don't know that Boston does it.
All right. Lakers would do it.
And to be honest, Colin, I don't know the Lakers would do it. And the weird thing is because the pathway for the Lakers, we're talking about this a little bit in the break, the pathway for the Lakers is like Anthony Davis has to get back into that MVP conversation, right? Like that was sort of the idea is that when they traded for him was that there would be like a little bit of a torch passing from LeBron to AD. We saw hints of it in the bubble, you know, where AD was spectacular. Best basketball he's maybe ever played in the NBA happened in Orlando. You know, but he hasn't been in that MVP conversation. He's made me look silly. I've been on TV, I've been on radio, and I've predicted him as like an MVP type candidate. He hasn't sniffed it. And I think that is for the Lakers. Like that's their pathway. I don't think Jaylen Brown's that kind of a player. I honestly, I think he's a terrific complimentary player. I don't know that he's the type of guy who works his way into that MVP all NBA conversation. If for the Lakers to succeed, they need AD. Like he's the higher ceiling.
Oh, by far, but he's never available. I love Joy. Hope. If she was here only on Monday, Tuesday, I'd be like, Joy, we have to trade Joy for a host.
Availability, right, is the best ability.
All right. Finally, 3 minutes left. Dan Wojcicki, LA Times. Mm-hmm. I could spend an hour with this guy. We probably should have booked him for four segments.
Oh, gosh.
But I want to throw this at you. Everybody wants to pair Luka with somebody. They're going to lose this series. My takeaway is Golden State acknowledged very early, Steph's never going to be an elite defender. Draymond, Clay, Looney, Iggy. They've never brought a guy in who was not a willing defender, so I get the brilliance of Steph, and I can hide his problem. Luka's not built to be a great defender. I don't think he wants to be. He's hard in ball usage.
Sure.
How about just go defense around Luka, sign Jalen Brunson with Luka, and just go defense?
Well, I think the reason why you wouldn't want to do that is because of the star power that's coming in the West, right? Like, that team and that plan might be good enough to get you to the conference finals this season. But next season, you look at a Clipper team that, in theory, should have a healthy Kawhi Leonard and a healthy Paul George. You look at a Denver team that should, in theory at least, have a healthy Jamal Murray, a healthy Michael Porter. Who knows what the Lakers are going to do? Like the level is going up in the West. It's going up in the East, too. But and who knows what injuries will come up next year that change this. But I do think, you know, you mentioned that with Steph. And yeah, they won that way without a star. They won with one with Kevin Durant. You know, who also guards.
He's a willing defender.
Yeah, you know, and I think talking to people in Dallas, I remember I sent some texts after Game 7, some people I know there, and one of the things they were most impressed about in that Game 7 blowout, Luka on defense in that game, right? That Luka bought in defensively, bought into what they were doing, the traps with Devin Booker and stuff like that, and he was moving around the court in a way that, you know, maybe there is, I think, more there defensively, and that comes with being in better shape, obviously. I don't know that guy will play 82 games of defense. He shouldn't have to, right? He does too much on offense. But to your point, I mean, look for stars. You should look for two-way talent if you can find it. But you can, I think, build around a player like Luka Doncic with the right fit. They've shown that this year. The star power would have said, keep Porzingis, right? Like, biggest name, second biggest name on the roster and stuff like that. Instead, you know, you move him, you bring in Spencer Dinwiddie, a third guard, and all of a sudden the floor opens a little bit more. You get a little more active on defense, and here they are, you know, playing really meaningful basketball in the NBA for the first time in Luka's career, like this deep.
50 seconds, Westbrook for Buddy Hield and Malcolm Brogdon. Is it just a bunch of nonsense on the internet?
I think the issue with that deal is what kind of draft capital would the Lakers have to include? Are we talking the 2027 first-round pick? Are we talking the 2029 first-round pick?
Why not?
Well, because if you could count on Malcolm Brogdon to play 80 games, he wouldn't be available in a trade, right? And so the question becomes for the Lakers is, do you make one of these moves where you expend draft capital, or do you just kind of sit with this Westbrook deal for one more year and you do what you've always done with the Lakers, which is you have cap room and you chase stars, right? Like, that has been the formula for them. It works sometimes, doesn't work always, but they're in the best position in the league with cap space. They've got the most offer in terms of legacy and things like that. That, to me, is what they're wrestling with, is do we expend that capital or we just ride this out?
Dan Wojcicki, LA Times. Great first hour. Hour two next.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.